When I receive word from my castellan that my sisters have returned unharmed to Winterfell, I will release the Queen's cousins, the Squire Willem Lannister and your brother Tion Frey, and give them safe escort to Castle Rock or wheresoever she desires them delivered. Catelyn Stark wished she could read the thoughts that hid behind each face, each furrowed brow and pair of tightened lips. Secondly, my lord father's bones will be returned to us so he may rest beside his brother and sister in the crypts beneath Winterfell as he would have wished. The remains of the men of his household guard who died in his service at King's Landing must also be returned. Living men had gone south, and cold bones would return. Ned had the truth of it, she thought. His place was at Winterfell. He said as much. But would I hear him? No. Go, I told him. You must be Robert's hand, for the good of our house, for the sake of our children. My doing. Mine. No other. Third, my father's great sword, Ice, will be delivered to my hand here at Riverrun. She watched her brother, Sir Edmure Tully, as he stood with his thumbs hooked over his sword belt, his face as still as stone. Fourth, the Queen will command her father, Lord Tywin, to release those knights and lords bannermen of mine that he took captive in the battle on the Green Fork of the Trident.